pushing the demand for alternative fuels. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture.
You can talk about a long list of benefits, but there are small hurdles along the way, and the more you have people trying to work to solve those problems and actually implementing these projects, the more we can figure out how to get over those hurdles.
Jonathan Overly is the Executive Director of the East Tennessee Clean Fuels Coalition, and his organization, like many others, are working to promote the use of alternative fuels such as ethanol and biodiesel.
East Tennessee Clean Fuels Coalition is about 5 years old, just over 5 years, started in 2002, got designated with the US DOE program in 2005, and we're just now really getting rolling in our third year of rolling into getting these fuels in use in fleets. We've just now passed, probably sometime in the last 6 months, the 100th fleet using biodiesel in East Tennessee.
Now, Overly says a fleet consists of anything from the Eastman Chemical Company that has 400 vehicles to a farm with 10 vehicles running on biodiesel. And he says they hope to do the same very soon for ethanol. And while the coalition is working to educate the public on the benefits of biofuels, they're also working hand in hand with the state and UT to help further this new energy industry.
Our coalition serves a unique role in just trying to drive that demand. So we're not trying to help build the production plants, but we do try and help UT or any of their partners when they have a question, and they rely on us from time to time to figure out some of the things that are going on. How do you get to fuel suppliers? How are you asking questions to get them to start selling biodiesel? So that once we come around to the ethanol, how do we ask them the same questions for ethanol to get them selling the cellulosic ethanol that's hoped to be produced in 3 or 4 years in East Tennessee?
Overly says the East Tennessee Clean Fuels Coalition is excited about the future of biofuels, and they were on hand recently when the Pilot Corporation activated the very first fuel pump in East Tennessee that sells E85. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.